Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and it is an absolute thrill to introduce Belinda Carlisle, of course, of the Go-Go's and her own solo career. She'll be coming with the Go-Go's for the farewell tour on Friday, August 5th at Warner Theater. Belinda, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, I mean, you guys are widely known and loved and acclaimed and the whole nine yards. Why, after, 38 years, you guys are decided to do this farewell thing?
I think 38 years is a really good long run. We all have other things going on. There's something to be said for quitting while, you're ahead.
Right.
It's different for women in music and stuff. There's a lot of, it's a little bit different, unfortunately. But, something we all feel that this is like the right time. There's no acrimonious reason. Everybody is just, I think, done. And, we're all in our late 50s, early 60s. So we have other things on in our lives. So this next tour is basically about the celebration of a legacy.
Awesome. And so if people that are listeners that show up to Warner Theater, it'll be all four of you, right? All the original members.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit, Jane, Charlotte, Gina, and yourself. What do you think each of you, one by one, what do you think each sort of brings to the group that ultimately comes together and creates something together that neither of you could do, individually?
Gina's rhythm, I think, is she has the go-go sound. I mean, I think the drum beat is the drummer sets the style of the band, I think, in any band. I think Jane her lyrics are, she's an incredible lyricist. Charlotte writes amazing melodies and she's a songwriting genius. And I think that my voice, although it's, not the best voice in the world, it's definitely distinguishable. And, it's just one of those things that works. There's definitely a chemistry that's carried us through the 38 years we've been together.
Definitely. You guys, your sound just sort of helped define an era. And, you can close your eyes and put on one of your records and you're instantly transported to the early 80s and, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, all of that. Like, it's all sort of wrapped together. It's awesome. Take me back to Beauty and the Beat was the album that really put you guys on the map. And off of that, Our Lips Are Sealed. Take me into sort of the formation of that song. Like, who wrote it and where were you when you first heard that sucker hit the radio?
Okay, well, Our Lips Are Sealed was actually, it started off as a letter between Jane and our band and Terry Hall from the Specials because they were having a little love affair.
Ah.
And they both put it to music, and actually it was a hit for Terry's band after the Specials, Fun Boy 3, and it has different musical chords, and then it was a hit for the Go-Go's in the States a little bit afterwards with the whole different set of chords. So there's really two versions of that song that's out there, and they're both big hits. So it's kind of that's an interesting tidbit. The first time I heard it on the radio, I turned it up. And I still turn it up, actually, by the way. But I remember, being in my boyfriend Buster's beat up VW and coming from, I think it was San Pedro. And then we were on the freeway and it came on K-Rock and we're like, oh, my God. It was pretty magical.
That's so awesome. And then, of course, followed up with We Got the Beat. How did that song come about?
Wrote that song when she was watching The Twilight Zone.
Wow.
And she was just like stream of consciousness writing. Which, sometimes some of the best songs are written like that. They just come from somewhere. She wrote it in a few minutes.
Who knew that it came from The Twilight Zone? And then how much do you think Fast Times, having that as that opening on the, in the beginning of the movie, helped boost it?
Oh, definitely it did. I mean, it was at that movie's Classic California, and we were Classic California. So I think it, definitely helped. That was a huge hit for us. And that was a time in the Go-Go's career when everything just fell into place really, we could make no mistake. It just happened for us. And we went from going from not even not knowing how to plug our instruments into amplifiers or writing songs to being the number one band in America 3 years later. So it was kind of a magic story.
Awesome. How much was it important for you for the, you know, the Vacation album following up off that, you know, to sort of prove that it wasn't like, you know, there's so many bands that have that awesome hit record and they can't follow it with another
right.
album, but Vacation really showed you guys sort of your staying power. Talk about, you know, coming up with that album and that song particularly.
Well, I mean, that was actually not a very big success for us. I mean, it seems like it might be, but we were under a lot of pressure, of course, to come up with the material for that. I mean, we had they put us in the studio right away. We should have taken a couple of years off to write some more songs, but, you know, they say you have 20 years to write your first album and you have 2 to write your second, and that kind of was, you know, where we were at. We had Vacation and a lot of songs had to be written. There's a lot of pressure on the band, and it was a difficult time for the Go-Go's, and of course, you know, big expectations and a lot of disappointment after it came out. But actually, there's a few good songs on that album.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we don't have to go through all the songs, but let's maybe do one more from the group. Head Over Heels. Who wrote that? How'd that one come up?
That song was written by Charlotte and Jane, and I think that lyrically, that song is pretty sophisticated. I mean, the thing about Go-Go's songs is that they have, like, you know, this sort of sweet melodies, but if you really dig deep and really look at the lyrics, a lot of the lyrics are pretty dark. And that song lyrically was about how we were all feeling, being under this microscope and having so much fame, and the confusion, the sort of self-sabotage, the, you know, we started to implode a bit. So that's what that song really captures, all that, in a very Go-Go's way.
Right, yeah. And I guess your own sort of, take me into the branching off into the solo career, because a lot of people know Belinda Carlisle in her own right. Are you talking that sort of the imploding? Did that sort of coincide with you leaving and doing your own thing?
Well, no, the band broke up before I started recorded my first album. That wasn't the reason why the band broke up. It was broke up because of the classic rock and roll reasons, you know, drugs,
right.
ego, publishing, all the classics. So, but I knew that I had the opportunity to make an album and make a solo album. So I did within a year of, you know, the band breaking up. So I knew it was always out there for me.
Yeah, and your voice was so recognizable at that point from the group that a solo career was just, you know, it was obvious. Everyone knew and loved your voice. Take me into the sensation that was Heaven Is a Place on Earth.
Well, that album, actually, that song, the first time I heard that song when it was written, it was just sounded like one of those songs, and in my experience, that could be a number one song, but a number one song, it can be a great song, but it also, it depends on what else is in the charts. It has there's a lot of variables. So I knew that if I ever had a chance to have a global number one, that was it. And that song did establish myself as an international recording artist. I mean, the Go-Go's were only really big in the States,
mm-hmm.
had a cult following maybe in France and
right.
Australia and Japan, and that's about it. So that song was just universal. So, it was a big deal for me.
And for all of us. Is it true that didn't Diane Keaton direct music video?
Yeah, she directed the Heaven on Earth video, and she also directed I'll Get Weak.
That's crazy. What was it like working with her?
Oh, she's great. I mean, she had just come off a documentary she directed called Heaven, so it kind of made sense. And,
yeah.
And you know, we had a lot of mutual friends, and she was into the idea of doing a music video, so it's just a matter of asking her, and she was great to work with.
Definitely. All right, well, after all your solo stuff, you know, Mad About You, Circle in the Sand, Leave a Light On, all your stuff, take me into how you sort of got back together with the ladies and brought the band back together for this, you know, what did we say, 38-year run still to get it back together.
Yeah, I know, because I mean, people keep saying, they keep saying reunion, but actually there's only one reunion. That was probably in 1990, we got back together for a environmental initiative in California that Jane Fonda put together, and she asked us if we would perform, and that was kind of the first, you know, time after we broke up in 84. So we got together, and we've been working ever since, and pretty much every summer. There's been a few, we took a couple summers off, a couple years off, just these last couple of years, But we've pretty much been working every summer since, and we have a, you know, a really large, loyal, amazing following that, you know, has been with us through the years.
Do you think you guys will ever be in the Rock Hall? I think we get some clout every time it comes around.
To be perfectly honest, I don't understand why we're not. The story is like so. It's an amazing story of. We came from a garage. We put ourselves together. It was an all-girls operation, management, roadies. It's an amazing story. I'd like to think that one day we will. I don't understand why we're not ever on the ballot, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I think it's only a matter of time, and I'd like to see the band get in because it really does, if I may say so myself, that they really do deserve to get in.
I think we agree. Yeah, I mean, you're the first all-female band to write your own songs, play your own instruments to top the charts. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Kind of a history.
For whatever reason, I don't get it. I mean, who knows?
Well,
I mean, I've heard different weird stories, but who knows? But hopefully one day that we'll be able to make it in.
Hopefully one day. But first, come out to Warner Theater on Friday, August 5th, and see it's part of the farewell tour, the Go-Go's. Closing out here, final question. What can we expect to see at Warner Theater?
All the songs, is what we were going through the set list from, you know, our four solo albums, four band albums, and a couple surprises, but it's mostly a classic Go-Go's.
There you go. Well, there you heard it. You're first from the future Rock Hall of Famers, Belinda Carlisle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.